Blog Talk Radio.
About the boys that were trapped in Afghanistan, right? And one of their helicopters had a problem, and they were completely surrounded by Taliban. Did you ever see that news go out of the press so fast? It was talked about for about 10 seconds on every news network that covered it. And the only one I heard it from was Savage. And he had the name of the one GI who died. And this president will cover up the murder of many Americans. Just think of the 4,700 that were murdered yesterday in Democrat chop shops. Oh, we don't talk about that, Tom. We don't talk about abortion because we like to look the other way. I want to see how far away you look when you get your first nuke. I want to see how you ignore that one And don't think that that nut in North Korea isn't getting one ready for you. It's got your name on it. I did a little research and I wanted to share it with you. We have a big drug problem which is being covered up. Obama has turned drug dealers loose because he's released 5,000 from prisons. He classifies it as a non-violent criminal act and they shouldn't be in prison. How do you know, Obama? Have you counted the bodies that were turned in at the morgue with overdoses? You mean the guy that sold them the stuff that killed them isn't a murderer? Is that what you're saying? Is that why you looked the other way when a baby was left in a Chicago hospital to expire because he had survived an abortion and had to be punished? Huh? And you looked the other way? I got a picture of a black baby in a bucket. And every time I see it, it makes me sick. The kid is healthy. He's full grown. He's got about an inch of hair. And he's in a bucket. And I never paid attention to it before because I always concentrated on the kid in the bucket. But the kid is surrounded by five other buckets. And there's kids in those. You can't see them because you can only see the edges of the other bucket. And you can see a part of them. But they're full-grown babies. And they're dead. And we used to be killing 1.2 million a year. And when I did my research some years ago, that's what the killing rate was. 1.2 million American babies were being chopped. I didn't know at that time that they were being chopped up and sold for body parts like cars in a junkyard. But I know that now. And that's even being covered up. So if you're killing troops or killing babies, the government will cover it up. And now they're covering up the war on drugs because we lost it. And Americans must never be told that they're losers. Because it's not good for their morale. So you'll get a trophy. Everybody will get a trophy for losing. It is real sad. But before I forget, I'm going to tell you, before I go into guns versus drug versus alcohol versus our rights, which is a CNN report who covers up a lot. Okay, I got some shocking stats. I watched... First off, I heard that Trump was going to be in Vermont tonight. And I looked for it on the channels and I didn't hear it mentioned. Finally, somebody on the Fox Business Network said, Trump's going to be in Vermont tonight. And here's the dilemma. The stadium or the townhouse that... can only hold 1,400 people, and Trump gave out 20,000 tickets, and it's minus 10 degrees below zero out there. So I said, that's going to be interesting. Let's see how it works. I thought if there were that many people and they really wanted to see Trump, if I was Trump, I would have said, I'm going to take some questions and answers, and then I'm going to ask you people to leave so we can let some more people in to take questions and answers. But he did it his way, and he had a good reception. And this is in Vermont. I classified long ago Vermont as the first communist state. When you send a socialist like Bernie Sanders, who votes to burn the flag, who votes to kill kids, and he wants you to pay 90% of your income in taxes, so he can help Obama redistribute the wealth. And he goes on his honeymoon and has his honeymoon at Lenin's tomb when Americans weren't supposed to be in the Soviet Union. I say Vermont has, as Trump would say, elected a sick puppy. So I didn't give too much hope for Trump going to Vermont. But as it turns out, Trump got a good reception. And it was all young students which twice surprised me. And he did very good. And he had them laughing. He had them cheering. He had them shouting, USA, USA. And he talked about, we're going to have things made in the USA again. And they loved it. They loved it. They had hecklers that were sent over from the Sanders organization. And they were planted sporadically among the audience. And at certain times, as Trump was speaking, they would start to heckle. And they would get thrown out. They'd wait about 5-10 minutes and another one would heckle. And it got really interesting. And Trump told a story that the first time this happened to him, he told the guys, throw them out of here. Get them out of here as quick as you can. And some guys got roughed up. And then the press said Trump treated the hecklers very roughly. So the next time, his next meeting, when he got heckled, he told his guys, listen, handle them very gently. Take them out very easily. Don't hurt anybody. And he says, then the press accused him of being too soft. So he says, you can't win. And that's the way they are. That's the way they are. And I saw a girl on Fox Business who was anti-Trump, wearing a red dress and blonde hair, a little overweight. So she'll never be in a Trump contest because you have to be just right. But she started to go back to 1970 and said Trump was dealing with the mafia on a concrete job. I said, oh, man. Oh, my God. We're in trouble. But anyway, Trump's meeting up in Vermont was a success. It was more than I could hope for. And I got to give kudos to One American News Network. If you want to see Trump when everybody else is blocking him out, you go look at One American News Network. They cover Trump everywhere he goes. If he flies into an airport and into the hangar, they'll be there. And they cover him from start to finish without commercials. I saw Trump one night on Fox. And he was building up, he was giving, and the audience was taking and giving back. And they were building up to a crescendo. And as soon as they got really worked up, Fox went to 5 commercials. Not one, not 2, 5 commercials. So here I am on One American News Network, and I'm watching Trump. And he's uninterrupted. And he's got basically the same routine. He heckles the cameraman, who never moved the camera to show the size of the audience. He says, I thought the cameras were fixed and they couldn't move them. But as soon as a heckler stood up and started shouting, the cameras bent like pretzels to get his picture. And he says, I love the hecklers because that's the only time the camera will show the audience. So he's really adjusting to his road presentations, and he knows when to rock and he knows when to roll, and he's very good and he's getting better. And he says, I've only been doing it for 5-6 months, but he told the American people in Vermont what they wanted to hear, not what they wanted to hear that he wouldn't do for them, but what they wanted to hear that he will do for them. He was very good. So after he was finished, I watched him 45 minutes uninterrupted, no commercials, start to finish. OA, One American News, gave him carte blanche. So I turned on Fox to see if they were covering it. You know what Fox had? They had O'Reilly. O'Reilly, who hates Trump. And he talks down to him like he's a Dutch uncle, but he really hates Trump. And O'Reilly won't stab Trump in the front. So he stabs him in the back and he hides behind a curtain and he sends out his little quizzling Bernie Goldfish, the NBC mole. And sure enough, I turn it on, and there's O'Reilly, and there's Bernie Goldfish. And Bernie Goldfish is complaining that Trump gets too much time on Fox. And they didn't even cover the 45 minutes. So One America News Network, if you want to see Donald Trump, if he's on anywhere in the world, they'll cover it. One America News Network. And they need some help because Time Warner Cable and another big outfit are trying to squeeze them out from getting sea to shining sea coverage. They're trying to contain them like they're trying to contain Trump. And you know what? You know who Trump complained about the most in his speech tonight? The rhinos. The rhinos. He knows his enemy. And that's one of the key successes of a battle warrior. Know your enemy. And he's good and he's getting better. Now, they're trying to push Ted Cruz up to fall. They don't want Ted Cruz, but they want Ted Cruz to take out Trump. And then they feel it would be easier to take out Ted Cruz. That's really the strategy of the Rhino Party. They're getting Jeb Bush. They're getting his hair done. They're getting ready to present him. And Trump knows their game. And I think he's going to do very well. And he would be the best president that we have in 40 years. And as soon as he gets into office, it'll only be a matter of minutes when people start to say, how did we ever let this Obama guy rule us for 8 years? So we'll break for a tune, and we'll give you a rock and roll tune called Gypsy Woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the far, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her. I love you, gypsy woman.
I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A
gypsy woman. Okay. I was doing some research today because I was comparing gun violence to the casualties of gun violence to the casualties of drugs. And I was surprised to learn that the drug casualties are higher than the gun casualties. So I got this CNN report. It's dated 2009. And I can tell you, unequivocally that the drug problem from 2009 to today is worse. I used to live in a drug-free zone, and now it is the highest zone for Vicodin use. In maybe in the country, definitely in the state of New York. Drugs have been illegal for years, yet they take lives and ruin lives every day. I'd say one junkie brings down five innocent people, and they're mostly family members, because those are the ones who love them the most and the easiest to betray. The 2009 drug-related deaths were 37,792 for drugs, as compared to 11,943 gun deaths in crimes, plus 217 suicides. So that's 29,710 gun-related deaths. Any gun law making owning a gun illegal will not stop criminals from getting guns. My friends, you can buy any gun you want from a drug dealer, but will prevent law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves. Trump talked about that tonight. He talked about the 134 Frenchmen that got killed in Paris. And he asked the question, if four or five of those people had guns, do you think that they would have been able to kill 134? The answer is no. And he also said, better to go down shooting. And the crowd went wild. Drug laws haven't prevented people from getting illegal drugs or abusing drugs. The old saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people, is the true of the matter. In 2010, 10,228 people were killed by drunk drivers, and their sources, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, versus 11,493 gun-related deaths. And you don't know how many of those gun-related deaths are due to drugs. And that source is from the Center for Disease Control. In 2009, you don't hear anyone making the noise about making alcohol illegal. They are both tragic and leave us wondering why. That is why the movie theater murders make us so angry. So many dreams are gone. Trump always talks about the girl in California that got shot in the back by an illegal alien. And you know what was said? Her last words, help me, Daddy. How would you like to have your daughter in your arms and her last words are, help me, Daddy? That same little girl that when she got stuck in the swing on a playground and said, help me, Daddy, pick me up, Daddy, that same little girl was doing nothing. She was walking on a dock with her father, and a Mexican illegal immigrant shot her in the back, and she died saying, help me, Daddy. I never want that to happen to me. And what am I going to do about it? The only thing I can do is vote for a guy like Trump who's going to put up that wall. And at his meeting tonight, he kept asking his audience, who's going to put up the wall? And they all shouted, Mexico. He asked them three times. Each time it got louder. And who's not going to pay for it? And they all shouted, Vermont. Yeah. So many dreams are gone. The U.S. Constitution and Supreme Court have clearly stated that we, the people, have the right to bear arms. And one of the misleading things that the Democamos do, that the communists do, is they always use deer hunting as their example why you don't need guns. The purpose of guns is for self-protection. It's the same as when the Revolutionary War Americans had to stand against British muskets and British 8 and 16 pounder cannon. And the right to bear arms includes 8 and 16 pounder cannons. It's not for deer hunting. But Andy Cuomo said you don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer, he proved he's the biggest jerk in America, because he's from New York and he should know better. In New York, the deer carry guns. The U.S. Constitution and Supreme Court have clearly stated that we, the people, have the right to bear arms. And that is a right is even separate from a militia. The Supreme Court ruled in 2010 the Second Amendment limits the federal, state, and local government ability to place limitation on those rights. All this said, yes. And Whoopi Goldberg was working over Rand Paul, who was a guest on The Puke. And I don't know why he went on there, because that's like the communist hour. And she said, I own guns, but I'm against automatic weapons. And Rand Paul said to her, it's against the law to own automatic weapons. Automatic weapons means you pull the trigger once and the bullets come out until you take your finger off the trigger. A semi-automatic weapon means you pull the trigger every time. Now, that's what Whoopi Goldberg is really referring to. She wants the semi-automatic weapons. And she said she had handguns. So she's got pistols. Now, what has she got? She got a Glock? How many rounds in a Glock? Can she pull that trigger as many times as a guy with an AR-15? She sure can. So she's a hypocrite. She's a hypocrite and a communist. So having said that, I am going to give you a gunfight at the OK Corral.
Okay, Corral, there the outlaw band make their final stand. Okay, Corral, oh, my dearest one must tie, lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever. Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Away. Your love, I need your love. Keep the flame, let it burn until the gun fired at OK Corral. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gun fired at OK Corral. Gun fired at OK Corral. Boat Hill, Boat Hill, so cold, so still. There they lay side by side, the killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK
There's a lot of hot blogs referring to a Christian college that wants to fire a professor who said that both Christians and Muslims worship the same God. I can tell you that they don't. If you ask a Muslim, do we worship the same God? If he's honest, he will tell you no, because Allah never had a son. That's all you need to hear. I was in Saudi Arabia on a business trip, and the fella I was meeting with was he was an Al-Qaeda wannabe, but he wasn't going to participate. But he was of the same mindset. And he took me to his house for dinner. And as he passed every mosque, he would stop his car and run in and pray. I believe that was to impress me. After the third mosque, he says to me, "Do you know what we do when we catch anybody drinking alcohol?" I says, "No, what do you do?" He says, "We take them in front of the mosque and we whip them." And I said to him, "Oh my God, you would need a drink after that, wouldn't you?" But I got talking to him, and I said, "Suppose a man in darkest Africa has never seen a Quran, has never seen a Bible, and he only worships a tree. But because of the tree he worships, all his life he does good things. He treats everybody good. He is a good man. He's an honest man. And he worships that tree that he believes to be a god. Well, when he dies, will he go to heaven?" He says, "No, there's only one God, is Allah." So I get a kick out of these people that pray to the merciful God but show very little mercy to the innocent. And then when I was leaving at the airport, he gave me a videotape, a cassette on why Christmas doesn't count. I should send that to the Congress. Half of them would agree with them. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. And we'll give you a little Wahira from Willie Bobo.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Gallup explains Trump. A staggering 75% of Americans believe in widespread government corruption, or they're dirtier than cattle hoofs. They're bad news. And they don't work for you. They don't work for you. I was down in Washington, D.C., and my wife, and we were visiting the Department of Commerce. And the guy that we contacted says, come on, I'll give you a tour and we'll meet some congressmen. And he knocked on the door of a guy whose office was near his, and the guy was from Maryland. And he was a congressman from Maryland. And the congressman came out. Oh, how you doing? And Department of Commerce guy says, this is Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Oh, Smith, how you doing? How's it going? Yeah. Oh, it's so good to see you. Shaking hands, hugging. What a nice guy. He goes, are you the Smiths from Baltimore? I said, no, we're from Staten Island. I said, this meeting is over. Yeah. And that's the way it goes, man. That's the way it goes. My father-in-law used to say, why does a guy spend $2 million or $10 million to get a job that pays $176,000? And that's all you got to ask yourself. Trump is jammed tight and jelly free. He's not taking money from anybody. He knows no special interest groups. And you know my four rules? Rule number one, one term per termite. Never let them get their seats glued to the chair. Rule number two, the only lobby should be in a hotel. What is the Sultan of Brunei doing buying an election in the United States? And who's the congressman or senator or president that's taking that money? You think they spend all their campaign money? You don't think they squirrel a little bit away? Remember the plane crash, Nixon's guy, he sent to the Far East, and he had $500,000 in a suitcase? They're all dirty. They all take money. You see, today they came out and they said that Governor Brown's sister works for a major energy company, and the energy company gets special treatment from the governor, and she got $400,000 in stock and a job that pays $200,000 a year. But she's also on another board of directors. That's all they do. Do you know Hillary Clinton was on the board of directors of Walmart? You know, you could have got the butter a lot cheaper if she wasn't on that board of directors. Yeah, we're all fools. We're tax-paying fools. And when they run out of big people to milk, and they're coming after your little reserve, your teacup money. Back in July, when the Huffington Post was covering Donald Trump's campaign, they covered it in the entertainment section. They're not laughing now. When not a single political pundit thought Trump had any chance of winning the GOP primary, now most of them do. We said that Donald Trump's soaring popularity is the country's collective. Here is what we said. Okay, let me just read down a little bit here. My voice is going. So if you get only silence, I'm still talking. You have to pay attention. Donald Trump's ascendance as the early GOP frontrunner is symbolic of the greater global trend. I look at some of these foreign countries. You look at a country like Brazil, a huge country, assets that'll take them 1,000 years to dig out of the ground. Big farm country. Kids living in Rio de Janeiro in slums. And yet you've got government officials walking around wearing clothes that you can't afford. Why is that? And that's why communism is so appealing. to poor people because they see the greed of the rich, and they feel disenfranchised. A country that has all of those assets and can't feed its people. What's wrong with that picture? You got the wrong people in power. You look at a country like India, vast, yet the people are concentrated like a bees in a hive. Yet there's vast land that could be developed. Dan, is a disgrace. I saw a picture of Pakistan, like a 7-year-old boy stacking bricks. Can't go to school. He's in the class that just has to work. 7 years old, and he's out working a full-time job. That's a disgrace. The people in power should be shot for that. God gives us everything we need to survive comfortably. Yet, many people live in poverty. Too many. And then the communists come and they talk them into revolution and you'll have what they have. But once the communists take power, then they eliminate anybody that asks questions or asks for a bowl of rice. It's all crookery. Too many centrist politicians and mainstream political observers. Donald Trump is a boastful, insensitive egomaniac spouting populist rhetoric. Whether such a characterization is true is not worthy of debate, which may explain why the rantings of enraged career political pundits. I have come to disrespect Republicans as much as I disrespect the Democrats. Rhinos are just Democrats in waiting. And when I see guys like Billy Crystal of the Weekly Stand Down and Rich Lowry of the National Repuke, I don't see Republicans. I see rhinos. It is really sad that they hate Trump so much that their venom cup catcher overfloweth. His day in the sun may be symbolic of a broader dynamic, the declining power held by historically powerful institutions. One term per termite, and the largest champagne contribution should be $1, whether you're the Sultan of Brunei or you're Joe the Plumber. So I'll tell you what some of the people are saying that responded to this blog. Deborah says, America does not have a functioning government. We have a group of worthless people kissing Obama's butt. Deborah says, you nailed it. Oh, Deborah, you nailed it, by Terry. Terrence. We are sold out and betrayed. We must save ourselves. William says, Trump has an orchestra that is music to our ears. Since we hear from all we hear from Congress is the same old tune, which needs a major retuning effort like a complete overhaul. One term per termite. One term per termite. This government belongs to the government. The smaller the government, the richer the people. The smaller the government, the safer the people. Mike says, D, in a country which ought to be prosperous due to its people and resources, first-class corruption ends up meaning no class at all. But you know what? You heard what Trump said. He wants to bring jobs back. He's not worried if China goes broke. He wants to bring jobs back from China, from everywhere around the world. Frank Music, this guy's a cartoonist. He has some great stuff. He's got Trump standing next to an elephant. And the elephant is saying, this is bad news. He's still number one in the polls. Worse news is that he makes our other GOP candidates look like losers. And he does. He does. And they're not going to take him down. not legally. And Terry says that's because the others, except Cruz and Carson, are losers. Good observation. And Frank says you're correct. This guy says, this guy's name is Jim. He says, read this post from Shanghai and Beijing. People die over there or just simply disappear. They're even talking about replacing current president in name only, Xi Jinping. And they're talking about the Chinese stock market. Yep, Mike says a day of reckoning is coming. Vote Trump. Corruption is just the tip of the iceberg. Why is no one talking about, let alone polling, about the kleptocracy and growing fascism we're living under? Bigger the government, the bigger the stranglehold on the people. Smaller the government, the safer the people. James says the 95 Republicans and 18 Democrats in the House of Representatives who voted no on the recent budget are the only ones who should be reelected. So, and there's another, oh, let me see what this sounds like.
Here we go, boys and girls. We're recording.
That isn't the one.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
People are saying that no matter, even if Trump does very good, that the GOP and the RNC are going to force a brokered convention. And one guy has a comment. He says, Fox was pushing Jeb Bush, and now since they have found he was a loser, that the rest of us had already known, they now are subsidizing Rubio. I can't vote for Rubio because he was part of the Gang of Eight, and he is for amnesty, and that's not what we want. We want to regain control of our country and stop being overrun by illegal invaders. And beware of anybody who holds up a child and says, look what you're doing. You're not letting this poor little baby in. That same person votes for abortion. And you know what? The biggest coyote in the United States is the president. He is smuggling in children, and he cannot account for them. And some of those kids end up in brothels and in drug shops, more than we know and more than we care about. He's a slaver. He's bringing in slaves. He's smuggling in slaves. If you cannot give a name and an address and a telephone number for anybody coming into the United States, you're a slaver. So, he says they are now subsidizing Rubio. What circle does Bush and Rubio belong to? The good old boys. Poor Megyn Kelly doesn't even have the guts to come out and shoot at Trump. Oh, she's dying to get another shot at him. Being an arrogant blonde, she parades out some hitmen, in particular Chris Steerwalt, and he does her hits. That's like O'Reilly using Bernie Goldfish. O'Reilly doesn't want to directly confront Trump. And watch these guys change personalities when Trump gets elected president. I was with you all the time. I stood by you. Yeah. We are finding out. Listen to this. We are finding out that OANN, One American News Network, is probably our last real conservative political source for news. They are excellent. They do a nice job. They don't have the best, the greatest talent or known names, but I got to tell you, they give you the news straight up. And they have less commercials. So, having said that, we've got about 6 minutes left. Let me see if I can see any of the blogs that make sense here. We're doing it, blah, blah. Yeah, Allstate ran an ad. A lot of people are upset about it. They ran an ad with two men and a baby. Two daddies and a baby. And a lot of people are canceling Allstate, you know. And they say, you know, 97% of the people come from man and woman marriages, and they're catering to 3% at the expense. They're running that ad. They're taking it from your premiums. So I went out and I blogged, the gecko has a mother and a father. I always liked Geico. Geico was very good to us. And they treat everybody good. Allstate got us on packaging, a bundling, you know, like Verizon does. If you bundle, if you put your house and your car, we'll give you a great rate. But if you want to just car only, it's going to be very high. We got to have your house too. All right, Trump was gloating. He was gloating over Macy's. I don't know if I told you this early on, but he said Macy's stock. He says they kicked me out, and their stock went from 70 to 35. And he says, and you know why? Because they don't know how to say Merry Christmas anymore. And it's true. Us New Yorkers, especially Catholic New Yorkers, they generational Macy's customers. But in spite of the opposition of my daughters, I realized when I seen the word believe, there was no more Merry Christmas, that Macy's had sold out their Christian customers for political correctness. So I get the mail first, and all the specials go in the garbage. And Whatever happened to Macy's is now the word around here. You can't mess with the Holy Family and not pay a price. We're down to 4 minutes. Is the fixing. We're all worried. And I told you about the Christian college professor that says we all worship the same God. No. No, their God is saying cut the heads off of anybody that's not Muslim. Larry Kudlow considers a U.S. Senate bid. This would be great. Not that I'm that crazy about Larry Kudlow. I think Larry Kudlow is a rhino. But he's going to be better than that piece of crap that's up there from Connecticut. That lying bastard who told all the voters he was a combat Marine. And it turns out that he never saw combat. So you know what the voters did? They rewarded him for being a rat. And they made him a senator. He was an attorney general like the lynch mob. And you watch that lynch mob and the damage that they're going to do in the next 11 months. Beware the lynch mob. But good luck, Larry. But he's weighing it. You know, he's weighing it. What has he got, a scale? And it's terrible. Looking at an ad from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and they're talking about the favorite wheelchair games of the veterans. They should take this propaganda ad that they're doing right by the veterans, which is a lie, and they should take all that money and they should put on a few extra doctors that are capable of taking care of these vets. And Donald Trump says he's for the vets, and I wish Donald Trump. You know that every ambassador pays for his ambassadorship. It's a political kickback to whichever party's in and is appointing ambassadors. Everybody buys their ambassadorship. I would love to see Donald Trump make the only requirement that to be an ambassador, you have to get in a wheelchair and let all of these communist countries, many of whom we call allies, see what the price is that Americans pay for freedom when they meet our ambassador, when he wheels himself out to greet them. And that's who should be in ambassadorships around the world. And if Trump could hear my voice, he would do it. He would do it. And he's just getting started. He's waiting to see what the rats are going to do next. And he either gets ahead of them or he comes up behind them. So, having said that, we're going to say God bless America. God keep you safe. And also, never forget the price that some Americans have paid so that you could come sit around and complain about secondhand smoke. A little tribute to all who fell.